There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. My name is Scott Hennon, riding shotgun with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, in the studios of the 550K Fire, Bismarck Mandan, coming to you live and direct from the voice of the Northern Plains, as well as AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston, as well as KLTC in Dickinson, where we will be broadcasting live tomorrow from the Dickinson Rec Center, gearing up for the Bakken Barbecue. Should be great fun. That is a wonderful event for a great cause, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So that's why we'll be there tomorrow, broadcasting live on the program. So very much looking forward to that. We are brought to you in part this hour by our friends at MyPillow.com. That's right. MyPillow, the very folks responsible for getting Todd and I a good night's sleep. 800-506-9028 to get yours, the two-for-one deal. If you mention us, say promo code Scott if you go to MyPillow.com, or just mention us when you call at 800-506-9028. All right, tell us all about it. Love to do it. Chris Redman is a graduate of high school in 2015. And within the sound of our voice throughout the Northern Plains are a lot of graduates. And we commend them all for the accomplishment. Something about high school graduation that just is that handoff from youth and your school years, obviously, to the future, right? To great promise and what's ahead. I read a story in a feature called Extra Credit that the Bismarck Tribune does, that talked about Chris's story, and it really struck me as one worthy of some time here on the program and of our, just respect and admiration for someone that really accomplished something pretty darn incredible. And we're going to hear a little bit more about this story today, but I'll just briefly tell you that Chris graduated from St. Mary Central High, despite missing hundreds of days of school due to illness over the years. Battled with Crohn's disease, made 90-some trips down to Rochester, Minnesota, and Mayo Clinic, and all kinds of treatments and medicine, and you think of an 18-year-old having gone through all that, pretty extraordinary, missing hundreds of days of school and still just battling through it all the way. I love the story about his senior year. Took a full course load, for the fall semester, but also finished six classes at home at the same time, doing these independent study classes to get caught up because he wanted to graduate on time. Darn cool. Chris joins us now to talk a little bit about this Herculean effort, which is really darn neat. Chris, welcome to What's On Your Mind. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Every high school graduate, no doubt, feels a great sense of accomplishment and fulfillment having crossing it. But given your story, I imagine this is extra special. How does it feel?
Oh, my gosh. I really still don't have words to describe it. It's still amazing.
It sure is. And this started young for you, right? You this battle with Crohn's disease has given you health challenges for a long time. Tell us a little bit about that side of it.
Well, I started getting noticing some symptoms when I was about 9 years old. It started to plague my childhood years from then, and it started in elementary school, just missing school here and there. But after missing pretty much all of fourth and fifth grade, we knew something was going on.
So already then, fourth and fifth grade, you said you literally missed. There were some years, I understand, all throughout your school years where you were gone more than you were in school.
that's for sure. That pretty much defined all my high school years until about senior year, to be honest.
And so, you were getting some advice through that time to just say, you know, don't worry about it. Don't, you're just not going to graduate or get your GED or what were folks telling you, given that obviously you got to deal with your health and they understand you got to deal with that. But what were they saying about the education say?
For sure. Well, I had to deal with this huge obstacle that was in my way, and it didn't seem like there was really an end in sight. More things kept coming up and up, and more challenges. And I mean, I was quite literally told, you know, I'd forget about high school, about graduating, because I don't know if you're going to make it. My 16th birthday, I had a surprise birthday party. My friends and family put it on for me because everyone thought that was going to be my last year, that I wasn't going to make it to my 17th birthday. So graduating high school was an extreme milestone, not just of my educational career, but about life itself, that I'd really accomplished this, and I've made it.
That's amazing. It really is. And so your senior year, as I mentioned earlier, you do a full semester, you know, full cake, you know, course load as you're going into your fall semester senior year, but you're also studying at home. I mean, were you doing anything but studying?
Well, I mean, my mom was a slave driver, if you will. she made sure I kept on task. God bless her for that. I wouldn't be where I am today without her, especially my other friends and family. But yeah, I mean, that pretty much was it. I'd come home and I'd study. I mean, to me, I mean, I'm a stubborn guy. I'll admit that. I knew that there was a huge obstacle in my way, and the more people told me that I couldn't do it, the more I wanted to, the more I wanted to accomplish this feat. And so I worked as hard as I could, and, you know, it paid off.
And, by the way, you didn't just slip across the finish line either. I understand a near-perfect GPA, so way to go on that.
Thank you so much. I mean, that's just another blessing.
Incredible. Now, so tell me about the graduation party. I know, most graduation parties, you know, you get a lot of close family and friends and some fellow students, mm-hmm. and, you know, you're, you know, 50, 100 people, consider it a good day. But you knocked it out of the park on the graduation party, too. A few folks to celebrate with, right?
Yeah, over about 400 people came to celebrate with me.
I love it.
It's incredible.
At the Gateway to Science Center, which you have a connection with, talk about the Gateway to Science.
Gateway to Science is a fantastic hands-on science center, the only one of its kind in the Midwest. And I've pretty much grown up there. They've really been a real support. I've volunteered there here and there. And, I mean, they were so generous to offer their space for my graduation party. And so it was at Gateway to Science, and it wasn't really just a graduation party. It was a true celebration of where I came from. And so we invited everyone we could think of to come and celebrate with me, because it wasn't just me that got me there. It was because of the support and love of all my friends, all my family. There were hundreds of people that touched me that I really wanted to celebrate with. I mean, this isn't just because of me. This is because of you, too.
That's awesome. What are you going to do, Chris?
My future, like, college years?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to the University of Mary in the fall to study philosophy. And so I'd like to look at some kind of religious career, maybe teaching back at St. Mary's. St. Mary's is a terrific school. They were extremely supportive throughout all those years. And I'm very fortunate to call it another home. And, I mean, it would mean a lot to go back and teach there.
What has this whole battle done for your faith?
It's set it on fire, to be honest with you. It's very easy to see how, with all these challenges, how to kind of turn away from that and to kind of get negative and turn inward. But through this, I lost so much. My childhood, a lot of my friends. But my faith was always there. It drew me in closer. And that's what I really held close to. I wouldn't be alive if I didn't have my faith. And it's the most important thing to me.
Well, good luck. Great story. Congratulations. And keep battling. That Crohn's disease is tough stuff. I had ulcerative colitis for years before I finally had the colon out. So I know, and Crohn's is the tougher of the two. So I know a lot of battles. I think I'm with you on colonoscopies there. I think I'm north of 30, but I'm 50. So you're only 18. So you've had a tougher lot, but keep battling.
I've got
on
got
that
a head
front.
Start on you.
Yeah, exactly right. But good luck to you, Chris. It's a great story, and we wish you well, okay?
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the show.
You bet. I want to celebrate all the seniors out there, but especially Chris Redmond, Bismarck, St. Mary's Central High grad from Bismarck. Neat, neat story. More coming up on What's On Your Mind straight ahead.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Attention royalty owners, would you like to know how to protect your blessings for future generations? Then you need to join the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota chapter for their annual convention June 25th and 26th in Minot. Some of the biggest names in oil and gas in North Dakota will speak. Ron Neff of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and the North Dakota Tax Commissioner, plus more. Check out the full schedule at naro-us.org. That's naro-us.org. And join the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota's annual convention, June 25th and 26th in Minot. Sign up by calling 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557. And for more information, go to naro-us.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hauling water? Yeah, truckers, I'm talking to you. If you're hauling water, you know about a Challenger pump, right? You always have one on board as a spare, and right now would be a great time maybe to add a spare or add a spare for the spare because they're at a great price right now. At Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota, Highway 22, big sign north of town, can't miss it. Those are the folks that have any kind of tank part that you might need. There's simply not a tank part they don't have. They have $15 million in inventory. They also have a great tank wash facility in Kildare and in Billings. And if you say, Scott sent me in here, said you had a great tank wash, they'll give you $100 off that first tank wash, too, at Polar Service Centers. And they're the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in the country. And they have 30 service centers around the country. Here, Kildare, soon Williston, and also Billings, Montana, in our neck of the woods. So they're a great resource. Check them out. Tell them Scott sent you. Paul in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Scott. Question about the Kenodal rape case in West Fargo with the teacher. Why hasn't jury tampering been brought forth as a possibility with the juror that was experienced sexual assault as a child or as a youth? And did a rape advocate get to her and, you know, try to influence her as a juror? Has that been investigated at all?
Yeah, I don't know. So your suggestion is that something led her to snap sort of at the 11th hour there?
Well, yeah. I mean, why do you change your votes after 48 hours in such a dramatic way? You know, I mean, I'm not saying it happened, but I think a reasonable mind would look into that. But specifically with, the influence they have in the court system.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal was. It sounded like she had a breakdown of sorts, and it could have been just the stress of the trial and trying to.
Oh, absolutely, and it could have been somebody
to a decision.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, right. I mean, I guess I don't know. I mean, whose responsibility would that be to dig into that? The judge, maybe, to say, hey, how'd this happen, or the marshals? I don't know how exactly.
You would think so. But anyway, I'm just throwing that out there. But I think that in other jurisdictions that has happened. Where advocates have got in cases like that,
it's such a tough deal. The whole case, I sort of feel for the state's attorney because this victim comes forward. It's several years after the fact. They do know at least the volume of text messages and phone calls between the two numbers. Clearly, something inappropriate going on, right?
I'm not arguing that. I think it was a poor decision, but I'm just talking about the efficacy of the system.
No, I know you are.
That's specifically what I'm talking about.
The whole thing is a bizarre darn deal. I mean, it just is absolutely bizarre. Now there'll be an effort to start over on at least two of the counts. But I guess I hadn't thought of the jury tampering thing, but you raise an interesting point. I have to tell you what outrages me the most about it, Paul, is that fellow teachers are rallying to this guy's defense to get his job back, to raise money for him, everything else. Now, again, this is America, and you're innocent until proven guilty. I get all that. But set aside the criminal charges and the criminal things against him. What we already know is you had a teacher who was way too involved with another student. Plain and simple, inappropriate for a teacher to be conversing at that level of frequency at those hours of the day and night with a student. And yet, it's sort of like, oh, he's a good teacher.
That's true, but look at the teacher in Bismarck. I know they're just in different jurisdictions, and discretion, I think, is a part of the judicial system. But if you look back, there was actual proven that there was a sexual act that had taken place, and she doesn't have to register as a sex offender. And I hope, and I'm glad she doesn't. I hope she moves on with her life and can get her life together. But there is an efficacy of system in the system that a perception that needs to change. And I would argue this too: a number of years ago in Bismarck, where the defense attorney was publicly attacked in an op-ed by advocates. And these people are a de facto court officers. And, what are a defense attorney supposed to do? They need to be able to, defend their clients, regardless of innocence or guilt. The law is the law. But you have these court officers that are brought into the court to serve in these capacities. And they're public, there was an op-ed in the Bismarck Tribune and threatened the district attorney that was prosecuting the case, the assistant. something needs to change. There needs to be efficacy in the system and a fundamental fairness in these matters.
I agree with you.
Let professionals do their job.
I agree with you completely, and I also think that wherever it happens, and it happens way too darn often, wherever it happens, where there is a relationship with a student and a teacher that crosses that line, I don't care how good the teacher is, they've crossed a line that should forever prevent them from being anywhere near, children in that kind of capacity. Just the whole idea of, again, teacher having the superiority over over a student. It's just, I don't get it.
It's strange. And I think, I don't know who's, the prosecutor's doing his job, but the referee in the matter, there needs to be an impartial referee in the matter. That's what I'm trying to say. And that all things should be considered.
Paul?
And one of them is happening with the jury.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of that one. But thank you, Paul. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's another call.
Hey, Scott, next week is the longest day of the year. Headed us back into them ice-cold, frosty days we had like last winter. I'm thinking let's have some summer shows with all this political stuff on the back burner and some of the other stuff, and let's talk barbecue and get somebody on there. And do some summer shows for a little bit and enjoy this 8 weeks we got left. Thanks. Have a good day.
Oh, don't even say that. 8 weeks we've got left. All right, so what could we do? What should we do for a summer show for that caller? Pork or beef? What's on your barbecue now?
Oh, there you go.
It's not chicken this year, right? We shouldn't pile on with the
ribs.
Manny says ribs. All right.
Okay. Gotta go with ribs.
Yeah.
All right.
What else could we do? Lake or pool? What do you like better?
Best pontoon getaway spot in North Dakota.
Pontoon or boat?
Yeah.
Jet ski or paddle boat? All right. I don't know. We'll work on it, but I'm all with you. I'm with you all the way. Is this other call okay, Tom? Did you ever get that one? We'll find out during the break. Don't have time to play it now anyway. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. And another fun thing to tell you about today, in addition to the youngster we chatted with earlier, high school graduate from St. Mary's this year, fun story. There is a fundraiser for fallen soldiers in North Dakota. Now, can you think of a better cause than that at the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch? Coming up, starting tomorrow. That next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
On What's On Your Mind, continuing on a busy Thursday edition of the program. Live at Dickinson tomorrow. Really looking forward to that. Bakken Barbecue. Broadcasting live from the Dickinson Rec Center ahead of the big event. Starts at 4 and goes till 11 o'clock at night with all kinds of fun. Brought to you today in part by our friends at Pipers. Some auctions coming up in the coming days in South Dakota. Tuesday, a Midwest farm land seminar there at Mobridge. And doing one in, actually three of those. Midwest Farm Land Seminar in Mobridge on Tuesday. In the morning, 10:30. Faith, South Dakota in the afternoon at 4:30. And then on Wednesday in Lemon at 10:30. So check that out. All of the auctions, by the way, are at, those are land seminars, but and they're free. But they're great. They're great information. But they also have other events coming up. Auctions, and all of those are at Pipers.com, so you can find the whole list. They have exceptional cropland auctions in Morton, Adams, Grant, Golden Valley, Williams, and Lemoore counties. That Pipers exclusive land auction of the Hudson Company Ranch north of Medora. 20,000 acres of vast meadows, streams, and ponds. The rugged buttes of the Dakota Badlands. If you want a catalog, call them. They'll send it to you. 877-700-4099. Or go to Pipers.com, 877-700-4099 or Pipers.com. All right. I mentioned earlier, there's a great cause. Fallen soldiers of North Dakota. And the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch has stepped up to the plate to raise a few bucks for this cause. At their Real Country Jam. It's going to take place tomorrow and go through Sunday. And we have the honor of learning all about it today on the program from Ole Goldberg. Ole, how you doing?
Well, we're sitting here looking at unfavorable cloudy skies.
I know it's not supposed to happen in June, but we get a cloudy day every now and then, don't we?
Well, we've had the great thing for the ranch and the grass and the farms and everything else, and a lot of good moisture. For me, it's not been such a great thing. It's
not
wet out here this morning.
We were doing a show a while back where we were just saying, hey, give us some, we had cabin fever one day, and we were saying, where can we go to cure our cabin fever? And a lot of people called and said, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. And I was embarrassed to mention I've never been there. So tell me about your ranch.
Well, first of all, I built this place and started, I bought the ranch about 21 years ago. And then about that time, they put the Buffalo Gap Trail, Monterey Trail stuff all together. And, of course, it run right through where my cattle grazing is, within 100 yards of my property there, and I got to thinking, geez, I can't picture guys riding a horse or a mountain bike here and not seeing a beer sign wanting to come in and have a beer. You know, so you have these crazy visions, and that was 14 years ago. I built the 10 rooms and campsite and a little bar restaurant out here right off of Buffalo Gap exit on the ranch, and from that time, it spread up to now 28 rooms, 50 campsites, the restaurant, everything from bacon and eggs to steak and lobster, and bar, and we host weddings and reunions and rope-ins and horse clinics and you know, whatever it takes to, you know, keep a captive audience here at the ranch.
I love it. That sounds like a lot of fun. And so let's talk a little bit about this jamming on the ranch you got planned here. This real country jam, where for $80 folks can take in the entire festival over 3 days. Sounds fun. What you got planned?
Well, the idea is, my ranch is kind of right off of Nuts and Creek down here in the bottom. I got a beautiful little hay bottom. And I would say, geez, what a perfect place to have kind of but I wanted to call it at one time Battle of the Bands and the Badlands, but and it graduated into this real country jam for North Dakota fallen soldiers, and by benefiting some of the veterans and that have been in North Dakota and whatever, and we've got everything teamed up to get to this point where we're at now, and we're trying to see if it's something that will take off and work or not, and you know, it's the first one out here, so I'm nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof, you know. to see how things are, how receptive, et cetera.
Do I understand correctly this is the brainchild of your chef at the ranch?
Well, yeah, he started, the concert was set up by me, and then he was in the Green Beret retired military, I guess, and he said, well, let's do it this way, like he'd done before, I guess. So, and that's how this fallen soldier deal come to be put into play. And so it's supposed to benefit a couple of the guardsmen here in North Dakota that have been wounded or whatever, and kind of give them a helping hand up or whatever. So the idea was to try to raise $50,000 for the soldiers.
And the music, the talent and the music you have coming in, they're giving you a break so you put more money to the cause, right?
Well, yeah, the ticket sales all go to the... You know, for the cost of the concert, the music, and then the two soldiers. So by the ticket sales, 100% of the ticket sales goes to that cause. The Buffalo Gap Ranch don't get none of that. Hopefully I can sell enough food and lodging and camping to cover my costs.
And who's singing?
Well, today, starting tomorrow, we got Sawyer Brown, David Ball, Saturday, I do believe, is Bart Kroll, and we got Trailer Choir, and then a bunch of the local bands from North Dakota, Montana. We got Blackbird coming. We got Whiskey Sipping, and these are 14 or 13 other bands playing besides that to lead up. I don't have the poster right in front of me. I'm out here trying to get everything put up today because it's kind of muddy and wet, and we're trying to get things rearranged. I don't have the poster in front of me.
No, that's quite all right. It is, folks. This is going to be a dandy. It really is. This is going to be a lot of fun, and I hope folks take it in. And
the only thing I got to say, unfortunately, because of the rain, where I was going to have it down in the hay bottom, we made the decision today that there's no way we can get down in there now. It's too muddy. I already got stuck with three vehicles already down there, just trying to set the tent up in that, and so we're moving it up closer to the lodge up on higher ground.
All right. Well, better now than later, right? You could be prepared for it anyway.
Yeah, and the weather forecast, Too Tall Tom ain't being nice to me. He's got too much rain coming my way.
It's Sawyer Brown, David Ball, the Bart Kroll Band, Bright, Dead Money, Outlaw Sippin', Hicktown, Sawdust, Topper Dixon, Blackbird, Dakota Breeze Band, Bill Falcon and Good Medicine Band, and the Whiskey Rebellion, all North Dakota or Montana bands.
Yep. There you go. And so they start tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and goes until 5 o'clock Sunday. Saturday is supposed to be the longest day. Sunday, it ends by, I think it's 5 o'clock, by the time the last entertainers play. It gives everybody a chance to get home, go to work.
Yeah, really, really a neat deal. And this is family friendly too, right?
Oh yeah, we got all my rooms here. I guess you want to say in the campground area, and the horse, the chickens, and everybody's got the dogs. And people are bringing they're camping here, bringing their ATVs so they can ride up from where they're camping up to the concert. There's hot dogs and hamburgers and taco in the bag and brisket, and of course we'll have our steak fry, and there's plenty of food there that way, and it's out in the open, so bring your lawn chairs to sit out. Hopefully Tom is right, that's going to clear up by tomorrow and Sunday, but there's still that chance of rain in the evening, so it's North Dakota, we got to contend with what we got to contend with.
Yes, you'll be just fine. Everybody will be. Remember the cause. That's what I want folks to know. This is a neat deal. The two families of fallen heroes will benefit from this. That's the that's the most important thing. And
Parkway Ford has been a big part of this deal. Lubicek Construction. We got Titan Rentals. We got WRS Rentals. The lumber company, Perry Lumbers, and these. This goes on and on of people who have. Outstretched and help me, get this thing put together and get things set up and, make it a possibility, I guess. And so I've had some great help with some multi-businesses here that have donated or volunteered time to help me get things put together.
And by the way, we mentioned earlier, tickets are $80 for all 3 days, but they're $30 for anyone who served in the military. So there's another nice thing for folks in the military.
Yeah, I'd like to stand corrected. Dickinson Press had a major typo where they said $300 for military. It's supposed to say $30 for military personnel.
Yeah, you're not going to upcharge the military for crying out loud.
Yeah, if anybody read that article at the Dickinson Press, that was a mean. I caught that one. Whoa.
And bring a chair because you need something to sit on to take it all in. And Ole's going to have the food cranking, so the full kitchen set up there. So you got that, a beer shack there, and so that's a neat. And there's camping spots available too, right?
Yeah, we've got I got 320 acres here to park trailers and campers. It kind of got shrunk down to maybe about 80 acres now because of the wetness, but we should have enough space there for 300-400 campers.
And also a few rooms. You got any rooms left at the ranch?
All my rooms are booked up now. My electrical hookup sites, I think, are all booked up.
All right. Well, it's the 11th hour. That's to be expected. Folks, take it in the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch, Real Country Jam. And if you want tickets, 701-623-4200 is the telephone number. 701-623-4200. 6 miles west of Medora at exit 18. Is there
one mile
find?
North on 1 mile north on that gravel road? That's pretty good, even when it's a little wet. So
there you go, the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch, the site for this great event for fallen soldiers and their families. Thank you, Ole. Great cause. I know you got a lot of folks involved in it out there, and our thanks to all of them for doing something nice.
Yeah, and like I say, thanks to a lot of the supporters and the sponsors. I can't remember everybody's name, but I'll get them all thanked out properly when they all get here.
Sounds good. All right, Ole, take care.
Hey, you bet. Thank you much.
Ole Goldberg from the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. Starts tomorrow, goes through Sunday. 3 big days. More on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Get your tickets now for the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real Country Jam, June 19th through the 21st. All ticket proceeds go to the Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota, Sawyer Brown, the Bart Crow Band, Blackbird, and many more. Weekend pass only $80 and a discount for military members. There's concessions, a beer garden, and dry camping available. The Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real Country Jam for Fallen Soldiers, June 19th through the 21st, 6 miles west of Medora at exit 18. For tickets, call 701-623-4200.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
$4 buys you a great meal at a PetroServe USA location near you. Just look for the red, white, and blue. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields and giving you a great deal. A $4 meal, four items for $4. Personal pan, hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies of your choice, four items for $4. And by the way, the breakfast pizzas are fantastic. So start your day at a PetroServe USA near you. And when you're there, stock up on great savings. Grab-and-go specials include giant seeds, $1.39 each. The big cans of Pringles, $1.29 each. Deli Express jumbo glazed honey buns, $1.29. And the mega pastrami and Swiss cheese sandwich, only $2.79. Plus, if you have a sweet tooth like me, you'll love the new Hershey Caramel Bar. Get them for only 69 cents or salted nut rolls, two for $1. At a PetroServe USA location near you, PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Good morning, this is Dave. Since the $5 bill is called a sawback, we should have the $10 bill should be the gal from Starbucks Coffee should be on it with her busty little gal outfit, and it should be called a Starbuck. Thank you. Have a great day.
Starbuck. Yeah, we've had a lot of interesting suggestions today on the program for different ideas. The $10 bill. Set to become a symbol of great women in America. Our question was, does this smack of silly political correctness or an overdue honor? John says, I already read John's comment. See who else here is. Linda says, I can't believe these comments. Scott Hinnon and his minions, male minions, are such a laugh? Do you respond as you do because you hate your president or hate the idea of a woman taking the place of a man on a $10 bill? Your true colors are showing, boys. Interesting.
Okay.
Jill, last time I checked, she wouldn't be a man, responded to that. What did she say? Where did Jill's comment go? Jim says, I'm not sure I hate the POTUS, but I don't like what he has done to the military and also to the country. I think the president, won't say his name, is a disgrace to America. He's a racist individual who blames the white person and the GOP for all the problems. He needs to look in the mirror. By the way, my true colors are red, white, and blue. I'm an American and proud of it. And what I hate is PC crap that everyone is throwing around. So suck it up. Julie says, I think it's stupid. Is she one of our male minions, do you think, Todd? Julie? Male minions?
Probably not, but you never know.
I get really disappointed in people who just say, you know, you think the way you think because, you know. You listen to
him. Stereotyping is bad no matter who's doing the stereotyping. I guess some people can, others are not allowed to, or something here.
By the way, our first call of the day on this topic was from Aaron, who thought it was ridiculous. Aaron as in a female Aaron. E-R-I-N, Aaron. Right? Colleen says, sick. I'm a woman, and I could care less if there's one on any money. The Susan B. Anthony coin was hideous. Sherry says, according to the article, it's actually the Treasury Secretary who decides. The Treasury Secretary in the Obama administration. Who works for President Obama. Yeah, I don't think that changes the distinction much at all, to tell you the truth. But anyway, interesting points. Dave from Minot sent us a nice note saying, I have an idea for an interview for you at my service club last week. We heard from a guy by the name of Chuck Betts. He started a program called On the Water. It basically takes wounded warriors out on the area lakes in his fishing boat. He takes them fishing. He's also taken deployed dependents on the trips. And he's found that when he gets someone out in his fishing boat on a beautiful North Dakota summer day, that they open up to him and he's able to provide some therapy. He calls it a ministry, I guess, what he does. And he's quite a modest man. For a living, he's a custodian at a local middle school, set up an organization through his church, and they handle the business end of the things and provide him with the necessary 501(c) status for donations. A good talk show host such as yourself should be able to get an interesting story about this. Well, thank you, Dave. Good suggestion. We'll track down this gentleman. What a neat deal. Very Chuck Betts is his name. Mike in Perm, Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott, good morning.
How are you?
You know, oh, pretty good. This business with putting a woman on the $10 bill, look, I'm not a sexist or anything else like this. What I am saying is these people want to just brush away our history and forget about our founding fathers because that happened a long time ago and they didn't know what they were doing. They must have known something. We're here. This is our country. Well, I figure that Alexander Hamilton was our first treasurer of this country, and I really think these people ought to wise up and grow up and accept our history instead of trying to bury it under a bunch of political correctness.
Yeah, and really, is this a slight to women that they're not on the paper currency? Doesn't that seem silly?
I don't know. I really don't know what that is, what this is all about. But to me, you know, like, leave our currency alone. I mean, like, first they took away the Lincoln Memorial on the back of the penny, and then what's next? You know, I just don't understand this at all. It's just I think that some of these people have gotten so much of this political correctness and feminist stuff. I have nothing against equal rights for women. They deserve as much pay as a man does for doing the same job. But, hey, when you start getting it into our government, I really think that's wrong here because, you know, somebody at the Internal Revenue Service Bureau of Engraving is really up the creek somewhere. I think they got lost.
Mike, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Paul sends a note about the shooting in South Carolina, not to distract from the seriousness of the story, but I think it should be noted that the police were most likely the first ones called when this happened. According to the media lately, the police are the biggest problem the black community has. Why did they call the police? Answer, because the police are really the good guys and the ones who you call to handle the bad guys. Why isn't Al Sharpton protesting for the cops to stay out of it? You see where I'm going with this? The police serve everyone. They're the good guys. Thanks for saying it, Paul. I agree with you. Thanks for all the calls on all the topics. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow live from Dickinson and the Bakken Barbecue. You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.